Okay, I'm joined here by Peter Roseman, the president of the University of Nottingham Football Club. Now, Peter, how has your season gone as a whole for the club so far this season?
So far this season, we've had two league triumphs, and threes and fives have done really well. The twos were unbeaten for quite a long period of the season, but then kind of fell away. But overall, I think they had a pretty good year. The first team and the fourth team, it's been a bit of a mixed bag, but the first team, we're going to look to rectify that come varsity. And we've got some playoff games, some really important playoff games in the next couple of weeks as well. So,
yeah. Your first team, bottom of their league in Bucks, but nonetheless have had some very promising performances so far this year. What kind of strengths have you seen in those performances?
I think, well, in comparison to other years, as weird as it sounds, we've been quite solid defensively, apart from a few mistakes. I think that's one thing that we can definitely work on going into the next couple of games. And we've got some players that, to be honest, are the best players I've played with, and the best players that have been in this uni over the last couple of years. A few of them might be able to go on to bigger things after university. Good that they've got their degree to fall back on, but they've got some opportunities. So, bottom of the league, it was a very hard league, and a lot of the games were very, very tight. Our goal difference wasn't even the worst when you think about it relatively like that, so you can see that a lot of the teams around us, similar points, similar standard. We actually beat the team who's got to the Bucks Championship final next week, and they actually didn't beat us over the two legs, so we drew and beat them. So you can see the quality is good throughout the whole league, but unfortunately, just some results didn't go our way.
Now, conversely, Trent have had quite a decent season in Bucks this year, and the University of Nottingham are actually facing up to them in a playoff match in Bucks prior to the Varsity Series. Yeah. Will attention from that kind of detract away from the Varsity Series? What are you as a club kind of focusing on to a greater degree?
I think everyone from the university, from our coach, we're all focusing on getting the results in all the games. Obviously, being a third year, being a president, varsity means a lot to me. And we didn't have the best result last year, but I'd like to go out on a high. And I think it's important to keep Nottingham in the league it belongs to be in, because obviously this new David Ross Sports Village, new scholarships, scholars coming over. We've got all the facilities to do really well, and we've got the foundations in place. And I feel like if we go out of this league now, it might be one step forward, two steps back. But if we stay in this league and we win varsity, then overall, I don't think the season's been the worst, because obviously we stayed in the best league in the country. And we've won varsity, which we haven't been able to do in 5 years, regardless of where Trent are in the league. Last year, they weren't doing very well in the league. We stayed up in our league, and 30 minutes cost us at the beginning of the game. But yeah, I think the priority is definitely just to win both the games. I couldn't put either say which one I prefer to win. So,
now, what's the kind of difference with playing in a varsity contest, especially in football? The fact that you play in Meadow Lane, the oldest football ground in the country. What's the kind of difference in terms of the atmosphere, in terms of the occasion itself, to just a regular cup or league match?
I think the main thing is definitely the fans. It's quite funny. And it's quite it opens your eyes to a lot of things. You just imagine him being a professional footballer. I mean, that's definitely not going to happen for me, but it might happen for some of the other boys. But it's just great to play in front of such a big crowd, and people calling your name, people even abusing you is quite good in a way, because it's an experience that you'll never get playing in front of a crowd like that. But I think as well, the main thing that I recognised when I came on last year was having to settle the nerves, because when you're playing a normal game, even if there's crowds, it's still quite close and everything. You're just focused on the pitch. But when you've got, like, you can hear and feel a stadium erupting, even though it's a lot less than the full capacity, 100%. But it means a lot to the fans, more so than any other game, unless you're playing in a cup final type of situation or a league decider. Obviously, playing against Trent as well, and it'll be the same for them. So it goes both ways. It's just a great occasion to be a part of. At the end of the day, like, whatever happens on the pitch over the 90 minutes, I know tensions get high, and that's like any sport. But at the end, afterwards, we all shake hands and we all get on with it. So that's one great thing about it. And that's the difference of varsity as well.
Now, with just turning to last year's fixture, it was a 3-1 defeat. Do you very much feel like it was just a case of a bad spell at the start of the game, that 30 minutes? Do you feel like if if the team hadn't had that, then they would have had a very much a better chance
in
the game.
I think definitely. I think so. I was sitting on the bench, and we were very optimistic going into the game because of the players that we had in the squad. I feel, even though I played with some great players last year, and they are great players still to this day, but I feel like we've got a better squad regardless of what's happened this season. We've got more points than last year. We've got a better squad going into this game. However, last year's fixture, I think what you said is completely right, with the fact that after that first goal went in after 30 seconds, your head automatically goes down. It's difficult as well, especially in that atmosphere. Like I said, people don't like to admit it, but people do get nervous, and especially when you're playing in front of that many people in a game that means so much to people. It's all about the university's reputation and things like that. I think definitely if that goal hadn't have went in the first 10 minutes, I think the game could have definitely ended in a different way. But it did, and you know, if that happens again this year, which I hope it doesn't, I don't think it will, we'd have to look at ourselves, pick ourselves back up, and then try and get bounce back and get a result. So we didn't do that quick enough last year, but the second half, we won that second half, and we want to build on that and take the game to them rather than let them take it to us, which is what I think happened last year, unfortunately.
Now, last year, when looking back to last year, it was futsal that won the whole series for the University of Nottingham, one of the latter events in the series. Football, it seems to fall on a similar sort of time, like the fourth event in the last fourth game in the series. Do you kind of feel that sort of, not pressure, but kind of burden on you, that it might be the event which kind of swings varsity one way or the other for the University of Nottingham?
I feel like a lot of the obviously futsal did a fantastic job with that. I feel like I'll be speaking on behalf of the other focus sports, well, especially men's focus sports anyway, that last year varsity results didn't really go the way for us. So the same with men's rugby, but I feel like that wants to be rectified by both of both us and men's rugby as well. And there's definitely this sort of pressure with football being such a big sport. But I mean, going into the game, that wouldn't affect me necessarily, being like, we need to win the varsity series because to win this game, like, you'll win the varsity series if you're better as a university over the course of the 2 weeks or however long it is. But like, it would be nice if in my last year, and if we could win it for the university. But you know, you just got to stay focused on your other goals. But no, that would be nice, definitely.
And just finally, a prediction for the match. What are your goals with the performance and with the result?
I think it'd be great if we could keep a clean sheet in our last game. We've got to see what they're like in this playoff game. I wouldn't take anything that comes from that, though, because if we win that playoff game, they'll know our strengths, and if they win it, we'll know their strengths. So moving into that varsity fixture, I think we've definitely got enough to beat them. One of our players, in fact, was actually the Trent captain last year, funnily enough, and he's our starting centre-back, and he works with them, coaches them. So, we'll see what happens. But I definitely think it'll be a result for UNFC, hopefully. Nice 3-0 victory, but we'll see what happens.
Nice one. Thanks a lot for that, mate.